radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Oh, good thing they're playing the music because I forgot which Madonna we were talking about.
Yeah.
She didn't express her struggles.
Because that was the name of one of her songs.
She didn't cherish her rape as much as she should have.
She must have thanked her lucky stars that she didn't die.
She was wishing she was on La Isla Bonita.
I don't know any songs.
It took her 4 minutes in New York to get raped.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
Let me
get back to you a couple of minutes.
I've never even heard of listening to Hippo Juice.
What are you, the douchebag of voice?
I want to see the Hippo Juice email.
I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, this is Patrice O'Neill, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
like,
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh my god. There's a video. Back away.
Picturing you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook, and we'll keep an eye out on that. Today is January 15th, 2014. On another Wednesday, we are live with you, as always, at morelikeradio.com/live is the chat and the video if you want to see our pretty faces. That's a pretty good intro. That's a damn good intro, if I do say so myself.
Mine's the prettiest face.
And Dutch will be on in a second. He went outside to go do some shit. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway,
this
yeah.
This is what you guys have been missing when my video's not on. Rugged handsomeness. Jeez.
Ryan, why don't you shut up?
Cut his feed right now.
We have second hour. Super director Phil Lord is calling in to talk about the new Lego movie.
Super Woo! Best friend director.
Woohoo! Now, we are going to say only the Lego movie because we're going to try to milk another interview out of him before 22 Jump Street.
Do
also.
Not ask him 22 not Jump even Street one. Questions.
It will be exclusive 22 Jump Street questions.
No, only
what's 22 Jump Street?
Thank you. Sean knows exactly what I'm talking about.
No, well,
Sean
just
is just
stoned.
High.
Okay, well, there
well,
you go.
There's a little bit of that.
There's also that. By only the way, that. did you guys watch the season premiere of Archer?
Yes, I
no,
did.
Holy I shit. Did not.
Oh, my God. Talk about completely flipping the script, huh?
It was out of control. I was.
This
you know.
Season is called Archer Go Vice. That's all I'm saying. It looks amazing.
Well, maybe if Chris Parnell would call into our show and remind us to watch it, I would have known.
He did.
But he did
last
do
week.
That.
We. His name was Stampy. You loved him. A lot of stuff going on. Maureen, do you want to rock the Florida stories?
Caspa?
And then the Florida stories or do the videos first? Because I don't really care. We have so much to cover today.
I'm just going to click on something.
Okay.
I just feel like clicking on something. And what I clicked on is naked Florida man hauled off from store.
Okay.
And there's a video. Do you have the video or should I just play it?
Nah, just play it.
All right.
Hold on. Wait, but you didn't let me play my intro for the Florida story.
Oh, well, I have the thing.
I have it.
Everyone in Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Go ahead.
All right. Naked Florida man hauled off from the store. And I don't know how to do this while also playing a video. Should I just introduce it first and then stop
you
the music?
Just stop the music. Just play the video. Play the video. Just stop the music.
Oh, it's God.
Actually, forget the story. I just want to hear Pitbull now.
Yeah, I know, right? One, two, three, four.
Remember when he was
let
cool?
In here.
Hey, Ryan, remember when he used to hang out with our cousin and smoke pot behind the mall? And he was a nerd? And he wasn't cool at all?
He's still not cool.
You're right. But now he wears a suit.
Yeah, except when he was 14, then he moved to Roswell, Georgia, where I went, and then
he
went back.
But I do remember when he was 13, he used to rock South Pole, because he was poor like the rest of us.
Ryan is essentially claiming that Pitbull is copying him.
He is. He is.
Well, then how come he's making so much more money than you?
Because Ryan's not about the money, it's about the music.
Exactly. Oh,
God. Everyone knows.
Real quick, did you see the link that I attached your guys' name to about the NFL logos if they were done by hipsters?
Oh, no. I would actually.
Hold on. So good.
Let's do this story first, and Ryan, we'll do that one next. Go ahead, Ryan.
Right. Okay, yeah, Ryan is ADD.
No, HIV.
God willing.
All right. So there's not a whole
lot
of
audio. Why don't you just read it?
Because apparently it's just a video of somebody actually just getting wheeled into an ambulance on a stretcher.
Okay, pause. Read the story.
Wow, what a waste of a video. All right, I'm going to read it.
Just like Florida, a waste of a state.
Workers say a man wearing only socks was taken into custody after he walked into an Apopka convenience store.
Oh, no, that's right next door to us. Apopka. Well, oh, no.
It's not right next to us. It's on Cimarron Boulevard. Well, so it's like on the other side of town.
I know where to. What convenience store was it?
It was a 7-Eleven.
Cimarron Boulevard.
Cimarron Boulevard.
Oh, that's the one by...
Where like all the car dealerships are, you know, by the airport in Orlando.
Okay, local. So what did this clear...
Okay, Orlando Airport. There's a lot of car dealerships. There's a 7-Eleven there. Guy was naked.
What did this clearly white Irish man do?
What's
his name? Tyrone O'Brien?
Hold on. It says temperatures were in the mid-30s.
About to hit 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas. Sorry.
It must have been last week. When the man entered the convenience store around 3 a.m., once police arrived on the scene, the man was covered in a black plastic bag and transported to a nearby hospital. It was not immediately known why the man was naked at
the
time.
Are you sure it wasn't Missy Elliott?
Police failed to locate any clothing nearby.
She cannot stand the rain.
Uh-uh. They had to try to look for his clothes, and there were none. In the nearby area.
No, why would there be?
So he transported himself to the 7-Eleven already in the nude.
Marie, it's like your grandfather always used to say, who needs pants when you have a trash bag?
Well, no, they put the trash bag on him so that he wasn't transported
nude. Who needs pants when you have hefty?
Wimpy.
At least he was wearing the Glad scented trash bags.
Of course it's a Glad scented trash bag. We're not animals,
it's
Marie.
It's an odor neutralizer. Helps to neutralize those odors.
Oh, is that what odor neutralization means?
Yes.
All right.
That was a short story. All right, Ryan, why don't you start up with
Ryan,
your thing?
Yeah, Ryan, you fucking idiot.
Well, it is very visual. I don't know if you could share your screen or something so you could show everybody the pictures.
Ryan, you can share your screen. Just go to the little side of Google Hangout and do start screen share. And then you could pick the frame you want to show and everyone can see it.
I probably should have tested that. So I'm going to go to settings and hit F12.
No, don't. Ryan, go to the command prompt and put format space C colon enter Y.
Actually, I really don't have an option for screen share.
It's fine. It's fine. I'll do it. Send me the story. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I sent it as a
PM, which is short for private M in MLR.
Okay, good. Instead, send it to me in Hangout because that's what I'm on.
What's the M?
And also, I'm also on crack.
Okay. My Hangout is frozen as I expected it to be.
It's all going. Okay. While Ryan figures that out, let me play my story.
Okay. It unfroze.
Okay.
There you go, Royce.
You know, Millhouse.
Dude, I was just going to say, I was watching SportsCenter yesterday and the guy said that he was talking about Kevin Durant. He goes, and he makes another shot. Everything was going Millhouse that day.
Oh, it's great.
And it was like some guy who does SportsCenter like at Sunday, like, way in the evening, like it was great. Yeah, okay. So if you have it pulled up, I could.
I do. Let's go. Here we go. Bicycle's the first one. Here you go.
Well, this is he teased this. Basically, what this is he redid maybe not all, but most of the NFL logos if they cater to hipsters. The pictures are pretty funny, but it's what he writes underneath them for the most part. One of them just killed me. But yeah, so he writes the bicycle. He teased it. So if you go down to the first guy to the yeah, to the Boston one. So, you know, so I'll try and explain. I know we have the pictures up. So it's just
Ryan, give a link, put it in Skype so Marie can see it. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. There you go, Marie.
Okay, yeah, this one's Boston. Here, let me make it a little bit bigger so people can see it.
Yeah. So, by the way, the Brett put this up, so I got to give him credit.
Of course.
So this is like a cartoon character of just like some hipster guy. You know, he has a 5 o'clock shadow, a mustache, and wearing the horn-rimmed glasses and a scarf. And underneath it says, Boston. I'm from Foxborough. You've probably never been there. It's way out of the way in the middle of the woods. Only the right people get invited.
That is terrible. Scarf, hat, neck beard. Okay, the next one. Oh, no.
underneath that is a big gangrene football.
With a U.
I'll guess what team it is. With a U, and it says, probably never heard of us. And he goes, yeah. I know you like that other New York team, the Big Blue Whatevers, but we're totally the cool ones. You know, we're kissing reporters before it was cool.
Joe Namath was a fucking creep. All right.
Yep. Underneath that is Buffalo, I'm going to assume.
Okay, now how about this? Bills. Hold on. How about I look at the picture and try to guess the team, and then you tell me.
Okay, sure.
Read the Bills. Joe, read the Bills.
Okay, so this is just a face of a buffalo wearing sunglasses and a hat with a like the Guy Fawkes mustache.
Ryan.
Facial hair.
Why does it have A, hair, and B, a mustache?
And C, a Justin baseball cap.
It's pretty cool.
It's wearing the cap that Wesley Snipe wore in White Man Can't Jump.
Exactly, that little tiny one that the rim always flips up.
Flips up, yeah.
So this is, I used to go to the Super Bowl a lot back when it was interesting. It sold out, man. I'm not going back.
I only watched the XFL. All right, the next one is clearly the Dolphins.
Yes. This is a dolphin with a... It has a little evil...
Why does the dolphin look so French?
The dolphin looks like Vincent Van Gogh. It has the Van Gogh mustache. Michelangelo mustache and beard. And it's wearing a beret for whatever reason.
He looks so French and angry and snooty.
He looks like everyone at a Starbucks that lives near Sean.
And underneath that, for the logo of the dolphin, that says land is too mainstream.
All right, the next one I'm going to guess is the Texans. It looks like a Pabst Blue ribbon.
That's exactly what it is. It's just a Pabst Blue ribbon logo just
with a T behind it.
Oh, no, it's not the Texans. It's Tennessee.
Yeah, that's what you meant. Yeah, Tennessee Titans. Yeah, with the Titans T on the Pabst Blue ribbon. It says, I only drink this during parties, man. You have any idea how good this beer is? Of course you don't. Go watch Blue Velvet and tell me this isn't the best beer ever.
All right, the next one is the Texans. It's Converse's. But instead of the Converse star, it has a little Texan logo on it. It says, so what if I don't wear actual vintage shoes? What of it? Real vintage falls apart. And I don't want to be, I want to be comfortable while I disappoint my parents.
I love that one. Real vintage falls apart. And I want to be comfortable while I disappoint my parents.
Oh, these are fucking fantastic.
Dude, the next one I love.
I appreciate the next one because it's really artsy. It's truly artsy. It's obviously the Colts because of the horseshoe.
This link will be up on the More Like Radio Facebook for people.
What leg is this? I just jumped in. I'm sorry.
Dutch. It's if hipsters made NFL logos.
Maybe if you checked Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check Skype.
Just not looking at it. Here we go.
It's funny. I was just going to say, let me just recap what we're talking about because it is 720. So for the minorities that listen to our show.
You're right.
Then Dutch showed up. So anyway, Dutch. So this dude just took NFL logos. Yeah.
No, Ryan, hold on.
It's not for you. It's for other people.
First
Dutch.
Off, it's 7:20. If it's 7:20, we're also catering the people that are waking up to have to work overnight now too.
But then that means we're not catering the people who just listen to this on the podcast.
Bro, fuck them, bro.
Okay.
But it's 4:20.
I'm skipping a little ahead, and I'm just gonna say that the person that did these really appreciated the animal
logos.
Speaking
of hipster and Dutch, real quick, this is related to what we're saying. You could verify this because all the 4:20 mile marker signs were getting stolen in Colorado highways. They changed them to 419.99.
Yeah, I saw that.
I want to steal those more.
Those are even, tell me those aren't even cooler to
They're
have one of those.
They're going to start getting sold now because it was such a big story.
Right. So I would rather have that. That's actually funnier than a 421.
Just mile mark 418.
Yeah. No. How about just don't even have it? No one cares.
Skip that mile marker.
All right. Okay. Sorry, Ryan. What's the next one?
Yeah. So oh, get ball. Off of Dutch's pretty face and head back to the logos.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the next one, all the NFL logos, if they were created by hipsters, as we just said, it is the Colts. And this is a horse that kind of looks like Joe Camel, I guess is the best way to say.
Well, because he's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, he has a cigarette, and like their Colts horseshoe logo is a piercing through the horse's nostrils.
Why does the horse also have his ear pierced? It's a horse.
Yeah,
why
is this the second? He has a beret and one gold hoop earring.
Why is this the second logo that has a beret?
Way too many. I used to live in Baltimore back before it went all the wire. I heard the meth was better in Indy, so I hitched a ride one night. You should have seen how mad my friends were. Ah, oh, the next one's amazing.
The next one is totes amazing.
So anybody want to guess what team this
Jaguars.
Is?
Jaguars.
It is the Jaguars, and it is just a jaguar with a gold hoop earring, a pierced stud bottom of the lip thing. It's wearing a scarf, and it has this very thick black hipster hair with horn-rimmed glasses. And I love it. It says, nobody roots for us, and that's just the way we like it. No crowds, only raw football. Plus, I totally know Chad Henne. He can hook us up.
It's so bad.
You can tell the artists really enjoy doing the animal logos way more than the just like the symbol logos. Because the animals are just fantastic.
They really are.
Even
well
the
done.
Next one, I'm enjoying all the animal logos.
All right, the next one, go. I love this. It's great. God, this guy did great. These are fucking fantastic.
Yeah, the next one obviously is Cincy. So it has
like
it has the Bengals, and it has it once again it's a bangle, and it has like the Kanye West glasses, you know, that have like the stripe through the lenses.
Yeah, yeah.
It has a gold hoop. Off to the side, lower lip piercing, a bow tie, and a fedora.
Don't forget the soul patch, the pop the collar, and I believe that's a bowler derby.
I accidentally skipped over to the next one.
Yeah. So anyway, Cincinnati, it says, I've gone to the playoffs these past few years, but if you ask me, man, it's gotten too big for itself. Too much glitz. All the celebrities got involved and pushed out all the smaller acts. Screw that.
The next one. All right, I'm assuming it's the Browns.
Obviously. Yes.
And it's just a football helmet and it's plaid.
It's a plaid football helmet.
They just
helmet.
Changed the brown football helmet a to a plaid football helmet.
I cannot believe plaid went out of style. It's like a bunch of morons run the planet or something. It's like they hired some beautiful man to create new fabric and then fired him after 1 year. What's wrong with this story, man?
And by the way, as we've learned last week, Chris Parnell often wears plaid.
Yes.
Often wears plaid. That was my favorite part of the entire interview was Ryan reading IMDb facts back to Chris Parnell.
He hopped on and started reading his own IMDb.
Like, oh, I should have used that for the previously on. I put the your salad question on there.
I didn't see a previously on.
I put it in there.
I didn't
there
see one.
Anyway.
Steelers.
The next one is the Steelers. And
I'm
and
sad
it's,
John it, isn't here for it.
Oh, no. It's Subaru.
I know.
Marie, the next there.
It is yeah, there, Marie. Dutch. It is there. I see it too.
Okay.
So we'll play it now, just so we know.
No, we'll play it during the break. How about that?
Why would we do that?
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Perfect. So the next one is the Steelers, of football logos of hip.
I drive a Subaru. What of it? It holds a vintage coffee mug. I'm sorry. I'm not John, but I tried.
That's good. The one after the Steelers.
Is that a Raven Farian? Is that a Raven Farian?
Yeah, that's a Raven wearing those like Rastafarian hold your dreads.
I'm tapping out. I Raven Farian is as far as I'll go.
Of course, that has hipster glasses and little like hair sticking out. I came to Baltimore for some real grit, also because my girlfriend dumped me and I was homeless. She kept asking for me back, but I said, no way. Time to settle on my own and find be more sweet underground hip hop scene. I don't like hip hop, but that doesn't matter.
Jesus Christ.
Some people are saying that the Ravens one is their favorite so far.
So far, it's mine. That the hair.
No, the Jaguar was my favorite.
Nah, they're the Ravens.
My favorite one's coming up in a couple of them.
Okay, Kansas City's the next one. It's just the arrowhead.
Yeah, with it says IPA. When I hang out in other people's gardens eating their flowers, nothing sets me straight like great IPA. Hops just set my love for life on fire, man, especially if it comes with a subtle citrus finish.
Ryan, can I take a guess what your favorite one is?
You already know.
Oh, I know which one's his favorite
one. The next one?
No.
It's the one after the next one.
It's the one after the next one. All right, the next one.
Yeah, God. You can read the. You can, someone else can read the next one.
The next one is just a Chargers logo, but taken on an Instagram filter. Instagram literally runs my life. I send Becky every single breakfast I eat for eternity. Why would anyone ever deny themselves such pleasure? Hold on, you check my Tumblr. The next one is Ryan's. God.
The next one is my favorite.
Oh my God.
Why is and it favorite? Is
the, and it is the Denver Broncos. So this is just a Bronco.
Okay.
First and he's off, wearing like Dutch. A button-up shirt without a collar.
Look
he has
how
a couple chest hairs.
Hold on. He has.
Dutch. I know a place the place that makes Chinese knockoff real like jerseys, but they'll make them any extra stuff you want. I'm going to get you a Broncos jersey with this on it. So you wear
dude,
it every
do.
No, I'm seriously am. So you wear it everywhere. Any what do you want? Manning? You could be Manning. You but it
no,
has
I don't
to
be Manning.
This.
No.
Give
me the it, I want to be
hipster.
I want a Britain cold quitter
yes.
punter.
Yes. No, yes, exactly. Just No.
That's
no,
a hipster
no.
thing to have.
No,
having
Dutch.
The punter.
No, Dutch. The backup long snapper.
I don't even have a backup long snapper.
Exactly.
Kyle
a practice squad guy.
No,
go.
Not even. You should
oh,
get
wait.
Like the linebacker coach.
A practice squad guy, but Sean already said Kyle Orton.
So anyway, this Denver Broncos logo is a Bronco wearing a button-up shirt without a collar.
Looks like he a V-neck shirt, to be honest.
Oh, and yeah, by the way, Dutch, Kelly made it
a V-neck.
Kelly made it her Facebook background.
Yeah.
Nice.
It is a V-neck. It's a profile view of a Bronco. And of course, he has a little like soul patch beard type thingy. And he has the hipster hair. He also has on sunglasses. And he has a tattoo of a Mac apple and a couple
it.
Stars.
I love it.
And it says, this ink on my
no,
neck
no, no.
represents my love
Hold
of
on.
The obscure
Ryan,
indie
the chest
band
hair.
Whiskey Anus.
Ryan.
The chest hair.
Hold on. You skipped over the important part when he said the Apple logo. Next yeah, to the Apple logo, it says the number 4 and then LYFE.
Apple for life.
Apple
oh,
for life.
My bad.
Yeah, NWO, man.
Apple
actually, I think
life.
It's a 1YFE.
Is it Leetspeak?
It is Leetspeak.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, it says this ink on my this ink on my neck represents my love of the obscure indie band Whiskey Anus. They broke up after one song, but they will live forever.
This is whoever this guy is fucking brilliant.
He's genius. Genius.
Brilliant. Okay. The Raiders one's also great. The Raiders one is basically the Raiders symbol, but instead of the normal guy in the middle, it has a hipster on it with the big gauge earrings.
Mutton chops,
a beanie, V-neck, and horn ring glasses.
Still the piercing on the lower lip.
And the pirate mustache. It says, I lived in San Francisco for a while, but I got tired of paying $3,700 a month for 2 square feet in Mission. A Mission Oakland is way more laid back. Just got to get past the death and all.
I love the next one. It's just NY. Yes. All it is for the Giants.
I would have gone with Zoo York.
Yeah, and all this says is, of course, it's Helvetica.
Helvetica.
What is Helvetica? What do I look like? Some plebe? All right, fine. It's Ariel. I'm a poser. Let me go commit suicide by placing my head inside a subwoofer during a bass drop.
Yeah, if you
oh God, I just saw the Eagles.
If you just
the Eagles is a close favorite.
If you just looked at the NY, you wouldn't have gotten the joke. But it was them explaining the type font scenarios that they went through in their head before they picked the one that they picked.
The Eagles one is the next one. Is an eagle wearing a fedora with a beard, a cigarette, and long hair.
And rough and rugged.
Rough and rugged, and it says, "Why would I throw batteries at people? I'd rather hit them with free range goat milk."
Oh, that's the cow. I was having a hard time figuring out what the next one was.
Yep.
Oh, Christ. Okay, the Cowboys. It's just an app, the Mac symbol, and it says, what
in
do you...
Cowboy Blue.
Cowboy Blue. What do you mean you have an Android phone? We can't be friends. Okay, the Redskins.
Washington's pretty good.
The Redskins is basically a hipster with those terrible Dutch star tattoos on his neck.
But and then the hair right. mohawk part of the logo is 2 Miller High Lifes.
Yes. It says, I'm really offended by the Redskins name, but I'm more angry about the name FedEx Field. Why did you sell out DC like that?
How could you? Oh, no. Ah, the Falcons was my favorite. I changed my mind.
The Falcons one is good just because of the facial hair.
Yes. The facial hair and glasses. It's the regular Falcons logo, but they put sunglasses, a beard, and a fedora on it. It's fantastic.
An eagle with a beard is by far the best kind of eagle. It,
of course. I only want my eagles to have beards from now on.
It says, you know, Atlanta burned for a long time before it was cool.
All right. The next one is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's the Buccaneers flag, but it says gluten kills. I'm not actually gluten intolerant. I just like to tell people I am. The next one is a record. It's a Saints. It's a vinyl record, but it has a Saints logo in the middle. It says, do you want an MP3? We can't be friends. Don't you know real music is on vinyl?
Your taste sickens me.
Okay, when I said I like the Jaguars the best, this next one is a very close second. Okay.
Carolina?
The Panthers. Because he's wearing the 3D glasses.
Dude, it's just the Carolina Panthers logo with a blue scarf and 3D glasses.
No.
And it says, no, I don't need these 3D glasses. Who cares if it hurts my eyes? Have you ever smoked weed with these things on?
But what you're missing in your description is the little smug grin on his face as he's wearing the 3D glasses. He's just so pleased with himself.
The next one is the Packers. It's a single speed bike, but instead of a regular bike seat, it's a cheese wedge. And it says, I took the brakes off my bike. I don't need them. Brakes are for squares. Oh, God, the Bears.
The Bears is pretty much the Bears looking logo with glasses and a bow tie and a button-up shirt.
He looks like he's dressed like Pharrell.
He looks like an X-Men.
Yeah.
He looks like the what's the...
Oh, Beast.
Beast.
He looks like Beast.
The description is great. It says, of course my hair looks like a mess because of the wind. You'd never be able to tell I actually spend 2 hours in front of the mirror every day setting it that way on purpose.
The next one. It's the Detroit Lions. It's the Lion logo, except for the fact that sitting down has a beard and a hair and a cigarette and sunglasses. I love Detroit. You could find a huge abandoned place to live everywhere. The dead bodies are great fertilizer on your wheatgrass.
Ooh, I like the next Vikings. One, the Vikings.
It's some long-haired, purple-haired hipster wearing a fedora, and you know, I don't know how to explain him. He just looks like a hipster guy.
He looks like Jesse Pinkman early on.
Yeah, it says, I love the cold up here. Since my skinny jeans don't reach my feet, I have a sweet frostbite tan going on. Dead skin is totally in right now.
Seahawks coffee is the next one. Looks like the Starbucks symbol.
They made it the Starbucks
but
logo.
But it has the Seahawk in the middle. I spend so much of my time in local coffee shops, they ask me to pay rent.
Dude, this next one, the logo's whatever, but the description killed me. It's it's San Francisco, the 49ers, and it's just a San Francisco organic football. I only watch organic football. Yeah, it's more expensive, but it's also so much better for you. I can't put that junk football in my body. Do you even know what you're doing to yourself with that? Gross.
By the way, Domino's a good point in the chat. Some of these would be great t-shirts. I'd wear a lot of these.
Oh, all of these would be great t-shirts.
Yeah. By the way, I found his Twitter, and I'm tweeting at him, and I'm trying to get everybody else to as well. It's at Draw Play Dave.
Marie,
trying to get him to
post
call
it in the chat so people could.
Yeah, tell the schmuck we're talking to him so we can call him.
I already did. I've been on top of it, and that's why I haven't been saying anything in a little while.
Cool. All right.
Good work, Dutch.
You're fired. The next one is the Cardinals. Well, try harder.
You're trying to tweet.
Why tweet him, stupid?
Hey, why? Talk on the mic, stupid.
You're stupid.
I'm tweeting.
Tweet. The next one is the Cardinals. It has what's that hat?
Beanie?
No. It's not a beanie. What's the hat that the Rastas use to keep their hair in, Sean? You know that.
Yeah, but smaller.
But small, a little smaller.
It's like in between a Rasta hat and between a beanie.
Yeah.
It's like one of those longer homie.
It's like a hybrid
hats.
Hat. Yeah. Exactly.
A Rasta beanie.
Okay, yeah,
one lives here but old people and illegal aliens. I could get vintage clothing and cheap knockoffs all in the same city block.
Oh my God, the last one is a great finale.
Yep.
Go ahead.
You
want to read it, Marie, or you want me to read it?
The Rams.
Yes.
He has a pipe. The Ram is smoking a pipe.
With a scarf.
Yep.
I wish I could go to the 18th century so I could get some drapes for my co-op.
This guy was great.
But that was fucking perfect.
I thoroughly enjoyed his artwork.
That was very, very good.
He nailed it on like every level of these stupid idiots.
He really did.
Everything was great.
I still think the Broncos was possibly my favorite one.
Yeah, yeah.
The Broncos made me laugh hard.
After further review, it was probably the Broncos.
The Broncos looks like
such those are the guys who are like, because the one he's describing, they're the type of hipster, the ones who are like the ticket takers at like a punk rock club.
Right.
Yeah.
That was great.
Wait a minute. Going back to the Rams one, did they try to transform the Ram horns into some sort of long hat?
Kind of does look like that.
It looks like they were trying to make it a hat.
I got you. Okay, Marie, you want to read the next story? Or you want me to pull up mine?
By the way, when is Phil Lord calling?
8:30.
8:30.
8:30.
When are we gonna have time to do the whole botch thing? Since we forgot.
Well,
to do
we
it.
Want to do it now.
We can do it right now.
Let's do it right now.
Now.
Hold on 1 second.
No, I don't want to hold on. I want him right now.
Hold on. I need to have the beat now. All right,
Dutch.
Just something and not have this.
Hey, Dutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we do it now?
No.
Right meow?
Yes, we can do it right meow.
Did you say meow? You guys
are you kidding me, right meow?
You gotta be kidding me. Dutch, do you have it? I want to hear these botches.
Sorry, I love like that Ryan is a dad now. He can't hear me, but I just see his kids running around in the background.
Oh, there he is.
It's adorable.
It's adorable.
Yeah, sorry.
It's adorable.
You all being a dad.
Yeah, I know.
Thank God, you finally got a camera. I was going to yell at you tonight if you didn't have one.
And it is a stunning looking camera as well.
And I'm kind of liking the stunning pompadour hairdo you have.
Don't give him credit. It was our Christmas gift to him.
Oh.
Subtly implied.
Yeah, you like the pomp hairdo?
Yeah.
It's nice to being married to somebody who's a hairdresser. I don't look homeless all the time anymore.
Oh, my God. I wish my girl was a hairdresser. Look at me. I look like a wreck right now. I have also been on the road for the last 2 weeks.
All right, look at the camera first. And
are you still in North Carolina, Dutch?
Back in North Carolina. I was only home for Christmas and New Year's.
Why aren't you visiting Ryan in Georgia then?
Why? Because it's in Georgia and I'm in North Carolina.
Why isn't Ryan visiting you?
Yeah, why isn't Ryan visiting
you? Why isn't Ryan listening to the conversation? What's happening? Ryan.
What? I can hear you.
Ryan.
I can hear you.
Did we buy you take your headphones off? It bothers me.
Did we buy you enough time? Because if not, I have some sweet ass.
No. I had it ready. I was just
because
I was just
Dutch. Stalling. I have some sweet ass PSAs from the 90s. That, see if you remember them.
What do you guys want to do? It's your call.
Up to
I
you.
These are brand new headphones, so they're really tight. So I gotta like kind of move them every now and then because they're killing my ears.
Dutch, you have a coin? Let's flip a coin.
Botch list.
Let's just flip a coin.
Botch list.
Let's do botches.
Okay, fine. Then I'll do mine. Go.
Botch.
And go.
All right.
Hey,
so
but Dutch, you never told us what happened.
I don't have
Dutch.
A ton. Here's the thing. I remember from last year with the botch list, we didn't actually get through them all because we picked the wrong time to do it. So I have a few from last year that we didn't get to, and then I have a bunch of ones that are new.
I just wish you got to Brian Griffin yesterday on Dutch and Royce. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. That's a callback. Now people have to listen. Go
Here's
ahead.
The thing. I want Ryan to listen to this because it's fun. Your mic's not stupid.
I'm listening. I can hear you. Sorry.
Now you look dumb.
Here we go. All right, here we go. I'll throw myself under the bus first. The first one is just called Dutch Falls Apart Mid-Sentence.
Okay.
Dutch. Dude, what would happen if we actually spoiled Birdemic 2?
They spoiled it themselves.
No, because it was
be
great.
Honest.
What would happen if we spoiled Birdemic 2, Dutch? We'd have 2 hours of our life back and one less interview with an autistic guy.
Yeah, and one less. Yeah, what? Minus one good show. Yeah.
Wait at.
Yeah. Wait at. I don't know what just happened there.
Fucking nailing it.
Wow.
Dutch the NOS and it's going into sixth gear.
What that was there was like, you know, like when you see those kids doing the hurdles in high school and like they hit for the first one and hit every single one afterwards.
Yep.
That was me.
We're back live. Dutch, you're a moron.
Dutch is a moron.
So, yeah. You don't have to, by the way, you don't have to keep saying we're back live because after the beep, you know we are.
Okay, good.
Oh.
So what if I like saying it? What if it makes me happy?
Well, what if I play one of your botches now?
Wait, I want to ask a question. If we're just going to barrel through these. Did you ever figure out what you were going to say when you were trying to say that sentence?
I have listened to that like 3 times now because that's the most of my times I can listen to it, and I still don't know what I was trying to say.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah, throw me in the
book. Dude, you look really Grizzly Adams with that beard.
It's bad, man. I haven't done anything in my face in 2 weeks.
Like, yeah. I like it.
Well, they say cum makes your hair grow. Go ahead, Dutch.
All right, here we go. speaking of cum, here's Royce attempting to read. Royce attempting to read a chat room comment.
Kelly in the chat room says, "Pretty sure it's no such. It's not. It's no. So not. She meant not.
All right. You know what? Hold on. Back up. Start over.
No. 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 She. No. It's her typo. No. Fuck you, bro.
That was tough. Oh, that was hard. Oh, that was hard. Oh, I want to hit myself.
All right. This one is called Marie has trouble speaking or
nerd.
I don't know. I think as the comments go on, they ramble more as the people are trying to evaluate and get philosophical.
Oh, my God. I'm so mad. I'm just going to type until something comes out.
I just want Marie to try that word again.
No.
Okay.
The next one is from
Mitch, get back.
1048.
No.
No.
I love how Mitch just barreled over it. And I was. Marie just kind of was like, oh, please don't want to cut that. Speaking of which, here's Ryan. She is a complete nutter idiot. Like, she totally sociopath.
She's a sociopath like you.
She is a sociopath.
She is. She's a sociopath.
She's a therapist. Like they're all a little weird.
Like I said, a sociopath.
I tell girls that I build orphanages also.
Orphanages?
And it normally doesn't work because of that example, Ryan, of me not being able to pronounce the word. That's my drawback.
You really disappoint me sometimes. What I love about that is hearing his wife laugh at him in the background.
I was trying. An idiot.
Dude, I kind of saved it.
Kind of, but kind of, hold on. Can I replay?
Yes. Let's see if he saved it. Yeah, let's see.
Here we go. Hold on. Let me back it up a little here. A little weird.
Like I said, a sociopath.
I tell girls that I build orphanages also.
Orphanages?
And it normally doesn't work because of that example, Ryan, of me not being able to pronounce the word. That's my drawback.
You really disappoint me sometimes.
She's so embarrassed for you.
I'm embarrassed.
She's just laughing at you.
I don't know if you can tell by the white balance on my camera, but my face is pretty red right now.
Yeah. You idiot. Who's next?
Here we go. We got Johnny Cakes.
Ooh.
Who's not here tonight, but
oh, he's here in spirit always.
Just says John has trouble.
Yeah.
Were they marinated?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Jesus.
What did you want to say about marinating, John?
Narminating.
Say hi. You know what, John? Go ahead and say hi, John, around Christmas time. Welcome to the watch list.
That's pretty awesome.
It was almost like he was trying to say Mayor Manito.
I won't play the whole clip, but I'll play that first part again. Yeah,
were they marinated?
I love that.
Oh, God. I love these, except when it's me. Then I hate them.
Especially when it's
I'm
you.
Next, aren't I?
No, I'm next.
Thank God.
It says Dutch in a conversation about the ugliest woman in the world.
Okay.
I guess I needed to write that for some kind of a setup. So here we go.
That I've been having to deal with who will slowly walk in front of me and kind of turn their heads and look me up and down. So the stares are kind of what I'm really dealing with in public right now. But again,
yeah, you're gonna
continue. I think I'm getting to
don't say enemy. Don't use escalators.
Can somebody tell
her enemy is stairs?
Yeah, and somebody tell her to not say that's my problem right now. Like, that's, nothing's ever gonna alleviate that issue unless you move to the Middle East.
Yeah, as you grow older, it's not gonna get better.
I'm so happy you guys skipped over my monumental bomb I had right there.
Oh, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
We'll go back to the replay. 10:51.
No, it's just, the stairs is what I have the biggest problem with, and I was like, just use the escalators.
Oh my God, it's hilarious!
No.
Thanks, Olaf.
Yeah, the escalator, huh, Dutch?
I'm embarrassed by that one.
That's really good, though.
I don't know why you're embarrassed.
That was a good joke.
The fun thing is, I totally heard it the second time around. Yeah. I was like, did he just say escalators?
Yeah, I know. I was like, I hope that's what we're going to get him on. I was saying it, too, and even the replay. I'm like,
well, everybody just, I was like, I have to fess up to that one. There's no way I can let them.
Escalator.
You know what I've noticed is that if you have a bad joke where someone else is also talking, you'll probably get away with it if you don't call it out later. But if you make a stutter, we will pounce on you.
Speaking of fun jokes that are good, always awesome, Royce.
Ah, God damn it.
Here you go.
Was it from Talk Radio Meltdown?
No, it was my one of my friends from college, Fiera Harder. Her name's Fiera.
Maybe she should be Fiera, not that hard. Or
you really should have thought of that more.
Wow.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
I'd love that drop.
Yes.
Dude, that drop is the best thing in the world.
It really is. It really is. By the way, Dutch, I will once again say I was purposely saying a bad joke, and I don't think that should
be included. I know, but we didn't catch on to that fact, and we all just looked at you weird, and we were like, what are you doing?
You know what? If it doesn't work, it's still a botch. Yep. Even if it was on purpose. Go.
Really? I thought if it doesn't work, it's a minority.
Well, speaking of that, Marie, this one's called Marie Can't Read Good.
A cutting agent in the complex molecular tailoring of retroviruses, a family that includes HIV. Figuring out the structure of it's 811 Dutch, just so you know, of proteins is vital for the understanding causes that may lead to diseases or that. Can I start this one over? Reset?
Nope, you're done.
No,
I want to hear what Sean had to say.
And then you just ended with stupid.
All right, let me be perfectly clear.
That was two in a row.
Let me be clear here. Listening back to me reading whatever article I was having to read, talking about molecular biology.
That's boring, right?
That had to have been some highbrow shit that I was
probably not.
Well, then why didn't you read
there
it?
There were some three-syllable words and then some in that article. So give me a break because I drink during this show. So fuck you all. Here's always give me the hard ones to read.
There's no way you have clips from me messing
this is
up.
This is Ryan talking about Nancy Grace.
Oh, boy.
Because apparently HLN, all they do, they showed this 24 hours a day. I think the channel's going to fold now that the case is over. I don't know what they have left.
They're going to murder another baby, just have another trial.
Of course, Nancy Drew, who of course was Nancy Drew.
Grace. No, wow.
Nancy Grace.
Nancy
Drew,
Drew would have solved this.
Isn't she a fictitious character?
I would have gotten the Harley Boys.
I have a raging clue.
Nancy Drew would have solved the case. But however, Nancy Grace, who I also was talking about on purpose.
Again, Leah just laughing at you in the background.
I can't look. This is the first time. Ryan's on. We got the camera. Now we can actually look at each other. I cannot look at him in the face. I can't. Stop waving. Stop.
You can pull me up. They can all look at me in the face.
I can't. No, you are pulled up. I can't look at you.
That audio you just heard is symbolic of somebody throwing chum in a shark pit.
Yeah.
Like
we all jumped on him. How quick was that?
Immediately.
Nancy Drew, Ryan.
We all
But I feel that I saved it.
Yeah, no, you did.
Yeah, you did. Stop justifying yourself, Kenny.
Good work.
That's what you said about the last one, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan feels like
I'm going to say that about the next ones.
Hey, fucking Ryan.
Here's one from Royce.
Highly unlikely.
It's a little older just from looking at the data.
Highly unlikely.
I don't know if you played this one before, but here you go.
The 80s look like what they thought the future was supposed to look like, but just never was right. The 80s look like a dystopic future. It was very shite and briny.
Shite and briny?
Brian briny.
There was You're a lot doing of, great. There was a lot of
people.
Shite and briny, bright and briny.
It's well known that people enjoyed Brian Tripp in the 80s.
Shite and briny. Oh my God.
You can make fun of me all
At
you
first
want.
First, I thought he was listening to a lot of Irish people. And he was
shite
to
and briny.
Wow. You are an idiot.
I feel I saved that one. I feel I saved that one.
You're an idiot.
I saved it.
You know what's frightening is
sharks.
Dinosaurs.
Sharks riding dinosaurs.
Sharknados.
All right. Don't all like four this. Of those things are very frightening.
Very scary.
All four of them were. Yes, you're correct.
A T-Rex with normal sized arms so it could also reach things.
That's incredibly frightening.
That's frightening.
That is terrifying.
Okay.
That I had the same mental process as the first time around. I was like, did you just say an Irish word? Shite?
Here's the next one. I actually have been using it recently in promos for Hippo Juice on other shows and things like that, but it's just labeled World's Greatest Question by John.
Oh, I know. Oh, this one makes me cringe.
As far as your routine goes, how, you know, because you're from Mexican descent, do you ever, like, do, like, with like what Mario Lopez does? He usually just, like, speaks his Spanish language in the audience and
Wait, what was going on? Who was he talking to?
I don't remember who we were interviewing, but that was 15 seconds of drunkenly stumbling. He wasn't even drunk, but it's like that of like a drunk person
have
trying
you ever
to
had
get
a dream
15 feet in front of them.
That,
you know what?
There you go.
That you had you could you do you would you want you you could do so you
you do you could like, you do, like,
you want
with,
you want
like
him
Lopez
to do
does,
you so
like,
much you could do anything.
Audience and
it's John took longer.
What I love is that he couldn't think that the Spanish language was called Spanish.
Latin? Was it Latin or French? I don't remember.
And who was he talking to that he had to use Mario Lopez as a point of reference?
I think it was some a drummer Mexican. For Nonpoint.
Got him?
I don't remember who it was.
Dude, there's no way. That was like 4 years ago, Rice.
No.
The drummer from Nonpoint? That was like before we ever met the Holtones. I remember that.
Or Hipster Hee-Haw, as Pat called them.
Okay, I have a bunch of them that are really short. It's just us muttering or stuttering.
Mm-hmm.
The first one's for me. Oh, yeah. And like my
good
here's
one.
Here's Ryan, I guess. Ryan just muttering.
I bet I say
and then
that.
One reserves goes, so a search comes out.
You didn't let it play. Probably saved it. It made a hilarious joke out of it.
No, it was in the middle of something.
And you guys were like, all right, you're the best. They always
do this on purpose. I think it was just sounders. Yeah, it was just sounders that I got out of these things. It wasn't like a full anything worth a full thing. Here's another one of me muttering, it just says.
I also have to get a
what was that?
What was that?
Hold on, one more time.
I also have to get a How the fuck are the Heat losing 55-26 to the fucking Wizards?
Well, cause
John because John Wall, man. John Brick Wall.
Yeah, Brick Wall.
They're here Wizards.
This one just says Roy right. Stutter.
I don't think that's true.
So he fired a load.
Corona, a veteran of the Afghan War, Afghanistan.
You still War. Tried. You still tried.
Afghan. You always know when Royce gets ahead of himself, like his brain works way faster than his mouth does, and he has to slow everything back a little bit.
I think I saved it.
Royce has a genius brain.
Just a retarded mouth.
And a retarded
which is great for radio.
He has a genius brain, but a retarded mouth, and also
and
a
also
retarded
brain.
Brain. I hate you.
I hate all of you. All of you are just a bunch of jerkosauruses.
I think this might. Should we do something like the best of things? I have a few of them here.
Wait.
Well, you could just play the best one of all time.
Well,
Dutch.
Okay. Why don't we play
and
a couple
I think
more?
You know what it is.
And then we gotta hit. We gotta go to break. Coming up at 8:15 before Full Lord, we're interviewing the newest show on More Like Radio.
Oh my God, we're so busy.
Ryan, what is the name of the newest show on More Like Radio?
It is Trust Us, We're Hot,
and they are. So
yes.
What?
So, yup.
Yes.
Hold on. Before we do that, though, real quick, I have to do the world's.
Of course.
Oh wait. What was it? It was, oh, shit.
Because the pen is mightier.
Oh, the pen is mightier.
No, we have pen, hold on. We have pen is mightier or John's contribution to a talk about anxiety attacks.
Or, hold on. Hold on. One more.
Both of those from 2012.
No, these are best of. We're doing best of now.
Best of.
Oh.
Did you hear? Or Dutch. How about hands? Talk with his hands. Use his hands.
You don't want, nobody wants to hear
sometimes
that.
He had his hands with hands with hands. Sometimes hands with hands.
We got 5 minutes left, so.
And yeah, you only say hands 50 times in those 5 minutes.
Right. So I'm saying, here we go. Let's just go with my favorite, and I know everybody likes this one. It's called John's Contribution to an
And then we'll go to break. We'll be right back after
conversation.
That.
I have it. I was on the couch barely breathing from an anxiety attack. I have anxiety attacks all the time. I mean, always. Never on the air. Never happened to me on the air. Because I'm doing something, but off the air, man, I have to take medicine for it. I messed up mentally like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's why that joke I always made, they tell me I have to take my brain medicine, you know?
It's the reason why, like there's always so much in my mind. So whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
John, thank you for sharing, but I don't think that was what we were trying to get at.
I thought everyone was being honest.
Okay, I wanted to go to break, but I can't read because I forgot how absolutely.
This is the best thing.
Wow, ever. that was one of the greatest
moments on the show God, ever.
I know we have
nothing
other ones.
Better has ever been done in the history of the world.
That was sometimes it. Oh my God, John!
I love cakes.
All right, how about we play the pen is mightier, then we go into break.
Sure. All right.
Pen is mightier, and then we go to break.
Penis
got
mightier.
It. Marie.
Penis.
Penis.
The penis 15 club.
Pen 15 club. Penis 15 club would be penis.
Here we go.
Penises. Is
no. It's a club for 15 penises.
It sounds fun.
All right, this is just labeled Colossal Bomb Marie.
All right.
Manhattan doesn't have guns. Brooklyn do have guns.
They do?
Illegally.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, obviously. Duh. Yeah, it's Brooklyn.
The gun I would have would be a rifle with a pen attached on the bottom because the pen is mightier than the sword.
That's the stupidest.
Let her sit in that for a second alone.
Let it marinate.
All of a sudden, I smell voice.
Get in the car, Marie.
Would you fuck?
It's not funny.
Wow, the best
her confidence
is that,
going into that is great.
But we weren't even talking about swords. I don't know why she brought that up. Or pens.
Yeah, they were talking about like gun control in Florida. I think you had like some random chick you guys knew, and they were talking about gun control.
Marie, if I were you, I'd put that on your resume. Yeah, because you'll get any job you want.
God, I would care. It's just like what? Because. You know, because the influx of people with swords out there, you have to defend yourself from by using pens things that are better than swords.
Oh, stellar. All right. Stellar. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to the newest show, Joining MLR. Trust us, we're hot. Right, Ryan? Did I say it right? Because we're hot?
Yeah, and you know, earlier Dutch complimented my pomp that I got going on, you know, handsome I look. And that is thanks to the ladies of the show.
Really?
So if you want to look handsome like me, and I know you do, this you'll want to listen to me.
I already do.
I hate you. Marie, go to break before I punch Ryan.
Warlike Radio!
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Questions that you never get asked. Like, what is the best recipe that you cook that you came up with? Not one that you saw on Food Network, like something you came up with.
Right. I guess the closest thing I have to a recipe... And that is a salad that, you know, it's just spinach and dried cherries and toasted almond slices. And then it's quite good. And then my wife has this very special dressing that she concocts.
Wait, but Chris, I feel like more credit with salad.
I feel the more credit should go to the farmers than you for that recipe.
Yeah, that's probably. I mean. I wouldn't go around, you know, tooting my horn about it for sure. But that's the closest thing I've got to a recipe, I guess.
Yeah, Ryan, you're the one who asked them.
So I should return that shirt I bought you that says "Ask me about my salad recipe."
I would love that shirt.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
If you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before, pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them, check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today. Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, We're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
They're wacky. They're zany. They're a little bit crazy. They're missing the redneck, but that's okay because they're still here. That's right, the Sully Show. Sundays, noon to 2, right here on morelikeradio.com. Make sure you tune in. Check out Dumbass of the Week, the best of Craigslist, and more. You never know. Might even have a special edition of the Redneck News. That's right, the Sully Show. Follow me, Tattoos and the Touchdowns, new to 2 on Sundays on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, this is Will from Tattoos and Touchdowns. Give us a hand. Head on over to tattoosandtouchdowns.webs.com and help us choose who wins the second annual ESPO Awards. 11 different categories such as NFL MVP, NFL Offensive Player of the Year, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, and don't forget, Douche of the Year. That's tattoosandtouchdowns.webs.com. Click on the More tab, then the ESPO's voting. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon, exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Dirty birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Many of us grew up reading the works of Jules Verne and books like Treasure Island, great classic fantasy novels. I love reading fantasy, but most of the fantasy novels released today read like a role-playing game. I'm interested in characters and stories when reading fantasy novels, and I found a fantasy novel written with the story and the characters as the focus. The book is titled Daughter of Vengeance, and the author is David Timrick. David Timrick is a self-published author who has written several books, and they are all top-rated on Amazon. Daughter of Vengeance is a story about a young lady who's thrust into a world of espionage, betrayal, and murder. A survivor at heart, she befriends a master assassin who takes her as his apprentice. After years of training and careful planning, she begins her life as one of the king's many spies. Unknown to her, a plot has slowly been unraveling, which will not only destroy the fragile peace of the kingdom, but could descend the world into chaos and war. Can Michelle rise above the shortcomings and failures of her predecessors and set right the wrongs done centuries before? And will her life be the ultimate price she pays for the sins of others? You'll have to read Daughter of Vengeance by David Timmerich to find out. So visit his website, davidtimmerich.com, to buy your copy today. David Timmerich, T-E-M-R-I-C-K, davidtimmerich.com. Daughter of Vengeance is available on Kindle and in paperback.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
We have hit a construction hiccup in our renovation, so
okay.
Everybody's going to have to be sharing classroom space.
What?
Oh.
Hey, do you have a freezer, or should I flush these frogs? My check comes either way. Oh, come on. Foster's sticking us with the math kids that use letters instead of numbers.
Do you mean algebra?
I guess. Anyway, it's going to be a couple of crazy months, huh?
I'm sorry, months?
Right. Years if the bond issue fails, which it might, since voters are trending anti-future.
Anti-future? Who's anti-future?
I don't know. The Amish, the dying, television industry, print media, record industry, railroad industry, karaoke machine owners. You got this? I'm going to go not smoke pot.
Back live on Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook to get in contact with the show. Second hour.
What was that from?
That was from New Girl, my friend. This newest episode.
Seen the newest
one. Yeah, mm-hmm. Newest one. Very good. Very good. You know the two comedians that played Sarah Silverman's neighbors in her show.
Didn't watch the show. No.
Well, anyway, that's one of the dudes.
He looks like a very tall ginger bird.
I forget his name, man. I should know it too. Anyway, we are back. I guess we might explain the two lovely ladies we have on camera. We might want to explain to the two lovely ladies that are on camera.
Call it sexplain, though.
It's Dutch. He has a beard. Oh no, the other ones.
Yes.
Here you go, Ryan. Why don't you introduce them? Since
I will. Well, they just came in here like a second ago, and as you can tell, they keep fiddling with their hair to make sure that they look pretty.
You guys are the prettiest ones on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we have, and I will point.
Fuck you.
Hands in the frame. There we go.
What about
okay.
Dutch?
Yeah, Dutch is also a very pretty girl. So, yeah, our newest show that will be joining our More Like Radio family is a show called Trust Us, We're Hot, which was the original name of the Hippo Juice show. It just didn't catch on.
Oh, Brian Posehn, by the way. That's a comedian. Brian Posehn. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the dark-haired, dark-skinned young lady, that is Leah. And that, for those of you who don't know, that is my wife.
Yep.
And
say it right. Say it right, Ryan.
I'm not good at the
my wife. The
and Khaleesi sitting next to her.
Hey. That
she
is
actually
not...
does have three dragons. I saw them for myself at her house.
And that's not even a joke.
One's a water dragon and two bearded dragons.
Yes.
She's a
You're
reptile
correct.
Lover.
Yes. That is Allison. So these are two-thirds of the three ladies that will be hosting the show. Trust Us, We're Hot. And I'm going to be on there to produce it. So every now and then you will hear a male's perspective, a slightly effeminate male's perspective.
That's super effeminate male's perspective.
I wouldn't call anything.
Don't lie, Ryan.
Yeah. I wouldn't call anything Ryan says male or a perspective, but okay, whatevs. Whatevs.
A sexually ambiguous person's perspective.
There we go. That's
Instead
much
of saying
better.
Perspective, just say perspiration.
Yeah, it's much better.
Okay. So anyway, so they have the show. It's called Trust Us, We're Hot. Recorded their first show, and it's going to go up. It's going to be audio only for a little bit till I get all the cameras and get everything set up for them.
Have an audio only show with two hot girls. Really smart, Ryan. Why don't you just do telegrams instead?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That'd be way more fun.
Ryan, yeah. Instead of explaining the setup work that you're going to have to do, can we actually talk about why we should trust them?
Well.
Because we're hot, Marie.
Hot girls. Anything
we
are
say
accountable.
To do, you should do it because we're hot. I mean.
Here's the thing. Huh. What's generally like the feel or vibe, or what's your show going to be basically about?
Okay, well, basically, I mean, it's about everything vain. So it's about beauty and fashion and also kind of taking more of a serious note in terms of health into the beauty aspect, so that if you are vain, how you can stay looking young forever. And it also is not geared just towards, you know, women. We have male content in it too, you know, especially for like guys who may be looking for a way to tell their lady she's looking like a cow, how he can approach that. You know, just, and then
okay,
we
hold
also
on. Let me tell you, okay, let's just try as an example. Like, if Marie would put on a little bit of weight, like, here's how I would normally tell her. I'd be like, hey, fat bitch, stop eating before I slap you, before I slap that pie out of your face. Is that the right way?
If Marie likes it, then yes.
No, she does not. I've learned.
I do not.
Well, if you've been together all these years and that's how you want to say it, she must love you for a reason, so. But no, that's the wrong way.
Okay, yes. I was just curious.
Plain and simple.
And both of them, they actually do have credentials as of to why they're doing this. They're not just, oh, we're pretty, so let's do a show. Well, yeah, I've been doing it for you. Oh, them. My B. Oh, yeah. My B. My B.
No, that's true. Allison, she has a YouTube channel. She's a makeup artist, and she's got, how many followers do you have?
Last time I counted, it was about 270,000.
She does
subscribers on YouTube, eh?
Yeah,
could you tell
right.
us what? Could you go ahead and plug your YouTube channel real quick?
What do you
like?
What is your
gosh.
YouTube channel?
Okay, before you say anything,
don't username, set it up. Just plug it.
The username is Allison Loves JB, and it's not Justin Bieber.
It's
and
worse.
It's okay. No, it is not worse. I would not say that it was worse. It does stand for Jonas Brothers. I was a fangirl back in the day, in the, you know, 2000s.
She's
I can't even say the
90s. She's a little baby.
Am I not spelling it right?
What?
I'm not spelling it right.
So A-L, one L.
Yeah, one L for Allison. Love. Just Jonas loves Brothers, J-B, J-O-N. All one word.
Yeah. She's got tons of videos on there. They're tutorials and mostly.
Wow, you're getting like an average of like 70,000 views per video you put up.
Yeah,
right,
because
yeah.
She's. I mean,
damn girl,
her work is awesome, and she's really hot.
Thank you.
So that helps a lot. So
Dutch, why did you say it like that? Like, it was weird. Like, it makes me feel awkward when you talk like that. Yeah,
that's
girl.
Why I do it. It's no, for you, mate.
You never. So yeah, Allison, you're an actual partner with them, right?
Oh yeah.
So you actually...
Who's the them?
Yeah, who's them? Who are you a partner with? Is it... Who was
well,
it?
Well, at first it goes by Google. Google will partner you because Google owns YouTube. Blah, blah, blah. Paid by AdSense through the ads that they place on the YouTube videos, the really annoying ones that no one ever clicks unless it's by accident. But if you, you know, other companies, other networks on YouTube will approach you if you have X amount of, you know, subscribers, X amount of views. And so that's what happened to me. I was approached by a company called Style Hall, and I am now under their contract. So I'm no longer paid by Google, and I get paid by them. So that's kind of how that contract works, I guess.
Nice.
I don't know much about it, honestly.
That's really good, seeing as such a profession.
She just takes the money.
They offered me money. I said yes.
I mean, I think Allison Loves JB is a pretty cool name. I don't know why you're embarrassed of it. Like,
well, Sean had a similar name. He had Sean Loves BJ.
No, it's Sean Likes Giving BJs.
Ah, get it right.
Right.
Mine was youtube.com/JTT for life. So okay. Everyone has
Jonathan
one.
Taylor Thomas. I remember that.
Shit. Okay, time out.
You dated yourself, bro.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Okay, I'm looking at the YouTube channel here.
Shut up. You're like 2 years younger than me. Like, you dated yourself. Shut up.
No, I'm not.
Shut up. You used to watch TGIF just like me and Urkel. Don't pretend. Don't pretend.
You have almost 2 million views for loose, beachy Victoria's Secret curls tutorial.
Yep.
Yeah, and ironically, that's like one of my worst quality videos. I made that in my
I know. I'm looking at it now. It's
pretty horrible.
Bad.
Absolutely
such
horrible.
A dick.
But I leave it up because it makes me money.
And then you have another one. It's Voluminous Taylor Swift Curls.
Yeah.
With a heart.
Of course.
That's Dutch got loves almost Taylor half Smith. Million.
How do not I get kidding. Those kind of curls?
Well, first you have to watch be a girl.
You have to watch the video.
Yeah,
well, Allison watch loves
I'm
DJs.
Watching the video right now.
No, you're saying it wrong, Dutch.
That, you're confusing it with Sean's.
You're confusing it with Sean's. It's different ones.
So it's Allison loves
Jack Black.
JB.
Jack Black.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Sure.
Can we get the story behind who's
we're the Jonas Brothers.
Right.
It was Jonas Brothers. I was gonna say
Justin
Bieber.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. I was looking at their thing.
I don't know. I'm more of a,
I thought it was Justin Bieber too.
Everybody
does. Yeah. They're all so shocked when they find out it's not him.
So well, thank the Lord for that.
Yeah.
So what are you guys gonna talk about on your show that's different from your YouTube channel?
Well, we're gonna have a special bit on like taboo topics. It's called Screw Taboo. Things that, you know, you wouldn't want to talk about with your friends because it's just way too embarrassing or
personal.
Like
or
what? Give me an example.
Well, for example, the latest one that's gonna be coming up, and I'm not really sure when, but it's about someone that's married their stepbrother. So
that's pretty good.
And how to like attract that. Your stepbrother after like several years of marriage. All right, cool. So
yeah.
Dutch well, wants to marry to his stepbrother.
No, I don't.
I want to marry Dutch's stepbrother.
I mean, it's not blood related, so it's not weird.
Yeah. And anyway, everyone knows
there's a lot of opinions on it.
Yeah.
Dutch is a power bottom, so it doesn't even count. Everyone knows that.
No.
So, Dutch, oh, really? Why do you wear that shirt? I'm a power bottom all the time.
I don't have that shirt. You made that up.
Yeah, okay. Let's right. pretend.
Well, the problem is it was a V-neck, and he cut it as a deeper V, so he got rid of I'm, so it just says power bottom.
I don't
bottom.
Wear V-necks!
Not even a V-neck right now.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not even one right now!
Shirt.
It's a V-neck!
It's
a
stretched out shirt because I haven't changed from work yet, but it's
So that is Allison's credential, and now Leah...
Oh, well, I'm the hair...
You're married to Ryan.
Yeah, that makes me an expert at everything, because Ryan knows it all.
She sounded like she meant it.
Sean is very jealous of you, and he hates you that you took me off the market, by the way.
He is a dick. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think he married me? We've been telling you he's gay.
That would
make me a tranny. Yeah. Hold on.
Go on.
Hold on. She just got more attractive to Sean.
Yeah, it's funny because earlier we were playing the botches of the year. So what Dutch does is he saves up anytime any of us mess up and he plays them. And the clips he was playing of me messing up, his favorite part was always, he goes, it's hearing your wife laughing at you loudly off mic.
Because Ryan's stupid. Great.
It's a good life.
Because you're an idiot.
Yeah. Ah, well, that's okay. Idiot, by definition, is someone who doesn't know any better, so...
Yeah.
I'll revel in my ignorance.
He doesn't know any better, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, what to look forward to as far as, like, we're actually trying to get some kind of a female audience to More Like Radio, so you guys are bringing more of, like Cosmo magazine to the air.
Exactly.
Kind of like Playboy magazine, too, because in between all the pretty fluff and everything, you will catch some actual intelligent, insightful conversation. So,
but no,
like,
but
great articles you find in the Playboy magazine.
But right. just like Playboy.
I know you guys don't even know those are there, but they're there. You should try to find one.
Just like Playboy, there will be no snatch in this show either. Only classy boob shots. Classy boob shots.
I don't think Ryan would be happy if I was showing my snatch.
Well, you remember the first time you read a Hustler when you actually saw like straight up hardcore porn?
Yes, I remember.
How great was that?
I remember the first one I read was like a dentist theme, and like the girl was sticking like, you know, the rinsing thing in the other one's vag. I swear to you, I remember that. I don't know why.
Hustler was filthy.
Dude, Hustler.
We will be talking about those too.
And Penthouse.
The first one that I saw, it was first one I saw, it was this one guy and another guy. And then before you think it's weird, a third guy came in.
Wow.
I think you're really
girls
wrong.
Must have forgot to show up.
Can we get back?
It was such a party. They started earlier, Sean.
Exactly. The guys just started before the chick showed up.
Yeah.
I know. I don't even know if we're here to laugh at your jokes or talk about our show, Ryan.
I've been trying to talk about the show. I'm trying to get back to what the hell do you do to yourself after 5 years of marriage to your stepbrother to make him feel like he's attracted to you?
Kitty's got some claws.
That's what we're going to go into. It's always going to come back to how to stay hot. If you're 6
to
and you want to be 10, then our suggestion will probably be plastic surgery. If, you know, things like that.
Realistic expectations.
Yeah. Assholes. That's great. I love it.
Wait a minute. How do you raise money for the plastic surgery? Maybe you should also go into that because, you know.
Well, we have a stripper coming on.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, that's interesting.
This is all news to me, Leah.
Yeah, well, that actually got finalized today.
All right.
So. Okay.
Without my consent. Thank you.
You guys are going to love him.
Oh.
I probably will.
It's Ryan.
I love that guy.
Don't spoil it. Hey, you guys are going to be on Sundays, correct? Sundays evenings? Am I?
7 to 9.
7 to 9 Sunday evenings. More like
Eastern.
Radio. I know Eastern, Ryan. Everyone knows that.
Well, I know you know.
West Coast people should know that you
specific?
You live by our rules. Okay?
You die by the rules.
Yeah. All right.
That's probably specific my fault. Time. Because it means specifically at that time.
So why don't you guys vouch a little bit for the third person who's missing,
Rabia? Okay. Our third person, Rabia, she is like 6 foot tall, skinny little waist, big boobs, curvy hips. She's like Wonder Woman.
Picks or get the fuck out. Where is she?
She's a jungle gym. But
She's
Eastern medicine. No, we're going to get all that set up in the next couple of days. But
she doesn't have Twitter?
No.
It's called a tease, Dutch. But if they want to see, watch the freaking show.
She is the oldest of the group, and that could explain why. But she is like Eastern medicine trained, so she's here to bring an aspect on, you know, keeping the
medical side.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Split, huh? So, yeah, she's big girl.
You guys
but
really are Cosmo Magazine. This is awesome.
I'm excited. Twitter. I'm excited to secretly listen but not admit it. That's what's going to happen.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, a bunch of dudes not admitting.
It's like Sex in the City. It's like, you know, guys don't want to admit that they actually watch.
Yeah, what? No, like
I
one
don't
or two.
Watch that.
I didn't know guys watch that.
I didn't watch. I didn't watch.
I don't watch that.
No, Dutch.
I think he's lying. Not.
All right, Marie. In a couple months, when Roy starts walking around like looking really good. You know, he's like dressed all stylish and he's covering up crow's feet. You'll know why.
Hey, look, all they said just put a little bit over, not don't cake it on. I mean, whatever. I saw it on TV.
I saw it on football.
It was on Sons of Anarchy. Yeah, that's where it was.
No, it wasn't.
Jax was whisper talking. Hey, sometimes you got to whisper talk to show people you're serious and you got to take your shirt off. That's how it is.
You guys also
large nipples.
Yeah,
Royce is. I think Royce really loves Jack.
I do.
More than one.
Dude,
have you seen his ass?
Have you seen his 12-pack? That guy is ripped as fuck. That guy is ripped as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, more like guys, Sons of Abs. Am I right, guys?
Guys,
high five.
Also be. You guys also be having guests of many sorts.
Yes,
correct?
We'll be having guests probably twice a month. Oh.
What type of guest will they be?
Oh, like a period or something?
Oh my goodness. Like a period.
Ryan's trying to throw to him and they just don't get it.
Hey.
Look, this is all new to me and my mind's like, my mind's half in like Leah mode and half in serious mode and it's just, I don't know, but yeah, guess. What? Flow?
Yes. So
be
you guys
in radio mode. Just fucking. Just he's asking a question. Answer the question.
What type of guests will you guys be talking to?
Women with vagina problems. Women with
boyfriend
man problems. Men.
Doctors
who are trying to come out of the closet. Doctors. Yes, we have a plastic surgeon on the list. Just a lot of.
Ooh.
There's a few things. Yeah.
Men trying to come out of the closet. I'm interested in, you know, because I have a friend that I want to listen to about.
Maybe we can have that person.
Yeah, like, you know, my friend might be getting married in a couple months and he might, you know, might like guys, but whatever.
I have a friend, you don't know him, his name is Lois Ropez.
Yeah, it's the guy.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's weird. Apparently he's Asian.
Lois Ropez.
Yeah, that's good. Good stuff, Royce.
So listen to Cosmo Radio Sunday. No, I'm kidding.
I don't think that's what it's called.
That's a good one, Royce. See?
So,
think it's very original.
So, really quick, because I know we have a couple of minutes. Allison, you have a Twitter that is quite popular. You have 18,000 people, I guess. That's a lot if you like having less than us. But what is your Twitter? What is your Twitter name if people want to follow you?
It is Allison with one L, Henry with two Ys.
Okay.
Don't ask me why all the letter placements are wrong.
And your guys show Twitter. It's not done yet, but you go ahead and start following it. Is what?
It's at MLR underscore TUWH.
For More Like Radio underscore Trust Us, We're Hot. Follow that. And they also have, they're going to be taking questions. So if you guys want to email them any questions about hair, makeup, advice, anything that you want
us to talk about.
Exactly. And what's your guys' email address?
It's spelled out, trust us, we are, the letter R, hot at gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, so trust us. So,
Allison, I'm following you. You should follow me. Though.
We will make you a more like.
I definitely will.
We can make you a more like radio account if you
have a connection.
Dutch, what? First off, Dutch, your girlfriend's in the chat room. And I
that wasn't me. That was Sean, dude.
No, shut up, Sean. Now I'm talking to Sean. I'm talking to Dutch. Dutch, because you have been awkwardly hitting on her awkwardly.
And
your girlfriend's in the chat. And
you
I'm
don't
just,
know my game, dude. You
no, I do know. No, Dutch. The thing is, Dutch, I do know your game, and that's why I'm bringing it up.
Dude, no, I'd be insulting her like left and right if it was actually hit.
You
on.
Know what? Actually, I so you guys can see, here's a picture of Dutch. I have you pulled up, Dutch. Him in his handsome blue eyes.
Oh, there you go. There's my ass are you talking about the one in the chat room?
No, in a Google Hangout, so they have a nice big wide picture if they could see you right now in real time, Dutch.
Right. Pretty scruffy, Dutch.
Oh, hey, Dutch.
So,
I haven't shaved in 2 weeks.
Like a man.
It's bad.
So what advice would you give Dutch to be more attractive to the ladies?
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina for the last 2 weeks on business, so.
Dutch is hot.
Yeah,
ooh. You're doing good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, out of 10, though. out of 10.
Seven at least.
Give him
10,
a number.
Okay, hold on. Do we need to confer quietly?
Yeah.
No, I want to know what each of your individual scores are.
Oh.
So don't change it. Don't change it because you're
okay. This is bad lighting.
Go, Allison.
So on a scale of 1 through 10, what would you give him, Allison?
This is bad lighting.
of course. I would give him
10 being Jonas Brothers. One being the other Jonas brother.
Wait, Joe Jonas or
no, Kevin. He's the other one. Everybody knows that.
Come on,
he's
Sean.
Married, so it doesn't matter. I'm gonna give you a 7.
Ooh.
Solid 7, baby.
You are horrible.
I love it! Thank you. That makes my life because the last girl we
asked,
Tittle, she said he was a 6. Sorry.
Tittles!
All right, and Leo, what would you give him on a scale of
1 to 10? I was going to give him a 7.5.
Woo! Nice, higher. Dutch. You
two are horrible bitches. I don't like either of you two.
Facial hair gets
hey, listen, you your life is over when you hit a 5. If you're a 5, you might as well just start saving some money to go get some work.
Oh, so I saw that on the computer. I was wondering what that was.
Here's a picture of Dutch in a fitting room wearing women's booty shorts.
Nice.
Look at my ass in that picture, though.
That's impressive.
You want to rethink those 7s?
Look how white those legs are.
No, I'm going up to an 8.
I was
going to
say a 9. I'm an ass girl.
All right.
Me too.
You're an ass girl.
You know it, sister.
Well, that's
time do we have? What time do we have, Phil Lord?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay.
I don't know how a famous Hollywood director is going to follow this, though.
He can't.
Very easily, I'm sure.
All right. We're so Sunday nights, we got the girls' perspective. I'm actually excited for this because it's something other than shows about dick jokes and hardcore opinions about politics, you know, on this station.
Jokes?
So we actually have something different. I love this.
Cool. Good. That's what we want. Yay.
Yeah. So remember, if you want to answer any of your questions, just send an email to trustusweathelletterrhot@gmail.com. Send it there. And I mean, I married one of them, so you know that they are not very that they are
smart.
Potty mouths.
Not very smart is what you're trying to say.
Not very smart.
Totally stupid.
They're easily taken advantage of.
Easily.
Oh, I like this.
Only in the bedroom.
Okay.
Go on.
So perfect.
Shauna is going to email you incessantly.
I've sent 36 emails already.
Yeah.
Automatic delete.
Yeah, I should probably mention, with the people who listen to our station, you will be getting stalked.
I cannot
guarantee your safety anymore after tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Ryan, that's when we're going to take you to the gun range.
Okay.
Get your practice.
All right.
Well, I'm fine.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're Superman.
All right, so Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern is Trust Us, We Are Hot, and there was one person missing, and they'll be talking about all these things and have an array of guests, just a laundry list of guests of all sorts.
Yep.
And it will be good times all around. All right. That's good. Now, where's Philip?
I don't like dead silence.
I was
going to
say, you were killing time. I saw what you were doing there.
Yeah. So, all right, Phil. Phil's not here. That's good.
What
are you prompting? He's going to call us.
Yeah, I know. I understand that, but I'm looking here. Let me pull up a camera. I'm curious. All right. So
bi-curious.
I am bi-curious. No, your mics are on.
So you want to talk?
They could hear you. Yeah, you're still on.
Oh.
You're still on, but shut the fuck up when Phil Lord calls, because he's our good friend, and we don't care about you.
Yes, sir.
You know, let me see if I can pull up a picture. I'm going to pull up a picture of Sean, and maybe you guys could give us a rating for
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, I was curious who he was, though. I mean, I know who he is, but I don't know. I don't think I've seen him.
Hippo Juice Sean, here he is. He is, we'll see. I don't want to use the word gay.
Yeah, which one in that pink? That I hate that picture, by the way.
Okay, let's see. Let's see
got
photos.
So many new Twitter followers.
Photos of Sean.
Yeah. Dude, her Sean Twitter is blowing up.
Western Echo has a very good point. He goes, why is it Ryan is implying that this station's listeners are less than perfect gentlemen? You're right. I don't like that, Ryan. Everyone's nice here.
We have a
here.
Bunch of scumbag listeners.
That's
like
Dennis. Animals.
That's
why.
This is
who
Sean.
Who are we looking at? That's Sean?
Yes, he's 6'7".
Wow.
And he weighs about 90 pounds.
I know. Sean? First of all,
that
is not all the way accurate.
How much do you weigh?
100 pounds.
I weigh 95 pounds in my pants.
Oh, he actually does.
So
he actually
less.
Is hot. Nice.
No, he has a tumor.
Exactly holding.
He has a big tumor on his.
No,
pulse.
He meant
like one of my testicles is really swollen.
No, he meant that he weighs 95 pounds if he's wearing pants with 10 pound weights in them. Because Plank is really skinny. I don't know if it's coming across.
I know some girls into necrophilia.
Yeah, Sean.
Really?
Although,
let's get this the party started.
Let's get this going.
You know what great of a line that was? She's saying that you're dead looking.
She's saying you resemble a corpse.
That's fucking funny.
Is it rape if you're having sex with a dead person?
No.
I mean, they can't say no.
Can't say no.
I mean,
if they're
incapable, that's a myth.
If so they're incapable of saying no, then it's rape, because that's what I was taught.
I heard it's a myth that you can have sex with a dead male because his penis doesn't work. Like, it doesn't stiffen up and go up. It just doesn't work.
Well, if you stick a stick in it, it does.
Hi, Sean. I'm looking at a picture of you.
There's him with a mustache. This looks like a mugshot because he got cut for meth.
Can we use Sean for a makeover project? Our show.
I would love to.
I thought we were doing
I'm
Ryan.
Serious though. Only if he's really well. Yeah, we are doing Ryan, but okay. Sean would be great though too. Only if he's serious about it though, because since obviously we're not in the same location, he'd have to really, for real, do everything we say just for a month.
See, well, Sean already knows how to put makeup on himself.
Anything anybody says for a month.
What if? Oh man,
actually,
we gotta find a way to.
Here's a picture. Down. Here's a picture of Sean when he had long, curly, blonde hair. That's his real hair. That's
a real picture of Sean.
That's a real picture of Sean with curly, blonde hair.
Wait a minute, though. I like that better, even though he has a mullet.
Yeah.
Well, Sean hold the phone, guys, because we have Royce's best friend on the line.
Wikipedia.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, bro?
Wikipedia confirms it. I'm just letting you guys know, you know.
It's on Wikipedia now?
Yeah, it was for a while. And by the way, super duper director, Sir Phil Lord Esquire MD. I always add something every time he calls. Is calling in and
Phil!
Because
all right, Phil's
hi. Hi, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Yeah,
how
well,
are you guys?
Last we spoke to you, if I remember correctly, you were working on the Lego movie.
It's true.
And
I've been working on it for 4 years.
Yeah, four or five
it's
years now.
Chris.
Yeah, let's just get this out of the way real quick, Phil. Get your own career and stop riding our coattails. Jeez.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Such a scumbag, Ryan.
I basically just make movies so that I can get invited back on the show.
Pretty good motivation. I mean, I'm looking.
When was the last time I talked to you, buddy? Wasn't it? It was for Jump Street, right?
I think so, because I recall like being in the parking lot outside of Temporial, and now I'm back there.
All right,
you're back.
Changed in my life.
The back in the same parking lot.
It's true. We're right back where we started.
Well, this
That's
time
how it works in LA, you spend a lot of time in parking lots sleeping.
It's true. The glamorous film business.
Yes, but this time you have more toys.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I do.
It's funny because when we first started talking to Phil, I think it was right after Clone High, if I remember correctly. A little bit after it got canceled, and we were talking to him about it, and we're like, yeah, you know. And now this guy is, you know, just hobnobbing with A-listers, you know, hobnobbing. Because that's the word. I just imagine that Phil, your entire life is just swimming pools in champagne. Am I correct by saying that?
Of course.
I mean, yeah, I'm assuming you're calling from some sort of waterproof phone.
I am to champagne what Scrooge McDuck is to gold coin.
Perfect. Do not
you
go.
Know, Scrooge really had the right idea because the value of gold just keeps going up. He was never swimming in paper money.
You're right.
Right.
The rich got richer.
Yeah. And
for sure, if you dove headfirst into a pool of gold coins, you would injure yourself.
I was, I'm not even joking. I was going to bring that up. Like, when I was watching that as a kid, I'm like, that would hurt a lot trying
right?
to do that.
It's. Guys, yeah. It's a
I never understood how he didn't choke on the coins when he swallowed
it's
them.
It's a cartoon duck.
To spit them out.
Guys.
It's not a cartoon. It's real life, Royce.
And also, how could he make the spitting motion when he has a duck bill?
It's right, which is a firm object. It can't. It's not plastic.
Well,
it's
you
not
know
like
what else is a firm object? And what else is a firm
there's
object?
There's a lot of holes.
It's the Lego movie.
There's a lot of holes.
Speaking of a lot of holes, Legos have a lot of holes in them. See that segue?
Nice segue.
Into the Lego movie. But by the way, I've seen all the trailers for it. Looks hilarious.
Nope.
How did you get such a stellar cast?
Dude, this cast is insane. You have Will Arnett is Batman?
Hold on, real quick. Jonah Hill. Real quick, let me just run this through. Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum, Allison Brie, Elizabeth Banks, Colby Smulders, Will Ferrell, Chris Pratt, Liam Neeson, Morgan Freeman, Nick Offerman. It goes on and on, dude.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. You know, Chris and I had some funny meetings, like meeting Morgan Freeman for the first time.
How
and
was
just
that?
Sort of pitching in this movie. It was crazy. We're pitching in this movie, and I'm pretty sure he thinks it makes no sense. And he seems super tired. He's just like finishing some, you know, like 12 episodes of narrating a Discovery Channel series on God or something. And then and on a break, we like pitch in this thing, and it just feels like we failed. And I don't know what happened, but he agreed to do it eventually. And they were really fun sessions. Because you just, like, you're pinching yourself the whole time.
Hold on, dude. Like, what made you think it failed? Like, you told him this, and then you walked out of the meeting going...
It was just, like, a weird, like, you know, it was, like, one of those meetings where you're like, I think I just talked myself out of having Morgan Freeman in the movie. I'm not sure what it was. I just feel like maybe it's just because he's such a big star, and you have all these expectations, and you think he's just going to be your best friend afterwards.
Did you panic when you first met him?
Totally.
Well, totally. Was that like the most starstruck you ever were? Was him?
The most starstruck I've ever been is in front of Weird Al Yankovic.
That makes total sense. I understand that completely.
I said crazy things to him. I was like, I said, you know, I just wanted you to know. I like came up to him at a weird party I was at, and I was like, I just wanted you to know. I thought that In 3D was a seminal work. And it was a huge influence on me. And it was like, what am I saying? I fell apart. And Weird Al was so nice to me and friendly and kind, but you could tell that he was like, oh, God, not this again.
You know?
Hold on. After reading his IMDb back to him, did you feel confident or less confident?
I never feel confident.
You know, it's really funny because it doesn't matter how popular somebody is. It's just you're going to be the most starstruck depending on how much you like that person's work. And now I'm not saying this just because you're our super best friend, but we've interviewed quite a few people. And when we first interviewed you, I think the only thing you'd done at the time was just Clone High. And we were just uber obsessed with it. We were so freaking excited to meet you. I'm like, this is Cinnamon Scudworth. I'm out of my mind. It was the best thing in the world.
Yeah, and then, you know, you fast forward 5 years later, we're like, oh, hey, Phil's calling in. All right, cool.
Yeah, I know.
Can we fit him in after? Can we fit him in after the hot chick girl show?
Which, by the way, your original work still holds true today, where if we are ever hurt by anyone, we will always preface that the nail in our foot hurts the most, but the second most is whatever we're talking about.
I know. I like that scene a lot. That was like the scene that felt like, oh, that's the show. It was like the second episode, and we felt like it. Oh, we finally hit on what could be original about this.
Dude, let me tell you something. I know that this is so old. I'm sorry to talk about it, but dude, it was the best.
No, I
thing
love it, man. You're the
ever
one. You guys are the
made
five people who watched it.
Yeah, we told you. We actually at the time, I had to go find the DVD on Amazon Canada.
Yeah,
because they didn't have it in the U.S. anywhere.
But we didn't just watch it with our eyes. We watched it with our hearts.
Yeah, and every time we met somebody new, we'd be like, dude, come here, sit down. You got to watch this. And we were like, this is amazing. And we were really, really happy, of course, obviously.
And now we're like, well, this Lego movie is great, but have you seen Clone High?
Yeah, sure. It's all just a preface to
Clone
High. Wow,
we are Phil Lord hipsters. I just realized
really
that.
You guys are the worst.
Yeah, you
want
to go to the deep cut.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I knew him before. He was super cool.
Well,
yeah,
I was just going to say, that's how you know that we're your real friends, because we were interviewing you just for Clone High, not all these other A-lister things you're doing.
It was also so early. Like, I didn't think I understood what a podcast was.
Right.
Neither did we.
He worked out great.
We were like the first ones out there.
We still have no idea what a podcast is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you guys are selling yourselves short.
Well, look, listen, I don't want to make you jealous, but we have a new super duper best friend, Chris Parnell, that we interviewed last week. And, you know, he's awesome.
Dude, he's the nicest guy on earth. I love him.
He's uncomfortably nice.
Yeah, to the point he was so nice to us. At one point, Ryan was reading his IMDb, and IMDb is amazing.
I pulled up his trivia on IMDb, and I guess he didn't believe me the things it said, because it's like he shops at the Gap and he often wears plaid. That the show went with, he went on IMDb while he was talking to us because he wanted to look himself up.
It's like, what is, I don't, that's not true. Or, but you know what? I guess that is true.
Yeah, it said that
I've never met or worked with anybody else who so consistently could just hit balls out of the park.
Dude.
And every take, he's just a machine.
That's
every
one thing
we've ever seen him at. Yeah, he just kills it.
That's one thing I got from him was that he's a consummate professional. And actually, I think I asked him, I said, is Philip Lord as much of a weirdo in real life as he is? Because we asked him about him working with you.
For like, who? Which one? Did he see the curly-haired one?
He was like, no, Philip Lord is great. I mean, I couldn't think of any nicer guy to work with.
He had to look on his IMDb real fast. It was.
Tell me movie. Yeah, now you sir, then don't sell yourself short. And by the way, last time, if I remember correctly, we talked about 21 Jump Street, which another, by the way, fantastic film.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, really, it really is. And we tried to get out of you the last time the Johnny Depp cameo, and you wouldn't give it out.
But
you kind of didn't. Right. So
that's good. Yeah, I try to be professional.
I am going to try something here because I know that I've read rumors of a cameo in there may be in 22nd.
Oh, in 22.
Yes, in 22.
Yeah, there's a story out that about a couple of people that supposedly already shot their cameos.
Okay.
So I can say that the cameos that are reported to have been shot have not been shot.
Uh-oh.
But that doesn't mean that cameos couldn't be shot in the future.
Oh.
But I can't tell you who.
Oh my God, he is so vague with this.
Okay. Not that.
But partly we don't even know.
We don't know, but we do.
I honestly don't know.
Okay. Okay, because it was vague. It was vague. But
it was more than vague.
It wasn't, because he did he did say that there's the story that we're speaking of. See, I kind of get, look, put it to you
this
way.
What's the story?
That maybe, and I'm not asking for, maybe someone named Richard Grieco may be making a cameo appearance in the movie. So this, as you know, Johnny Depp didn't last. Now, Phil would know better than me, and I know he cannot divulge it, but I just wanted to give the audience the information of who the rumor mill, I think TMZ is a buzz, is I think what the kids say. TMZ is a buzz with this, and I just want, you know, maybe Richard Grieco's in it. That's all. That's all. Maybe not. You know, who knows?
We have a lot of affection for all the old cast members, mm-hmm. and we do want to have this, the 21 and 22 Jump Street movies sort of be a continuous universe, mm-hmm. with the TV show.
With the TV show, I got
you. That's why so many of those other characters kind of, we wanted to see where they were 20 years later. That's why, like, Hoff is, like, working at the, like, at the car impound.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, I need to ask you this. Like, has it dawned on you yet how hugely successful you've been, that you are well above 99.999% of people in this universe who try this? Has it dawned on you yet that you're there? Like, are you just like doing blow at parties and like yelling at your family, I don't even know you? Or are you still very nice and humble?
A lot of that.
Yeah, it's Phil. Yeah.
Career goal.
Is Phil Lord sitting on a couch throwing whiskey bottles at fireplaces?
Yeah, kidding? That's the whole thing. Well, you know, I have a partner, Chris Miller, and we've both been working together a long time and been pretty lucky to have like the things that we were really unlucky for a really long time. If you look at our sort of career long, like luck ratio, it's pretty normal. It's just that all the bad luck happened first and a lot of the good luck has happened recently. But I've been a part of so many terrible sitcoms that got canceled right away. Our favorite thing in the world, Clone High, got canceled right away. And nobody really saw it on top of that. And then, you know, and then we've made these two, now three movies. I hope this Lego movie does great. And they
how can it not? It's
miraculously found their audience. You know, it was just a really great stroke of luck.
I
was born on third base. You know, like I'm mostly white. I come from like a nice family.
Mostly. I love how I was born on third base.
So you know, in a way, I'm like an underachiever when you really think about it.
Here's what I kind of imagine Chris and Phil are like. They'll go to like celebrity parties, but they're the kind of guys who would ask, "Hey, can we turn on the Hurricanes game?" You know, like it would just be off in a random corner. They're there because they deserve it, but they aren't the type of people who they're sitting there screaming at the Canes and throwing beer bottles at a screen.
You know what? Maybe not now because you guys are doing so much better. But in the beginning, when you probably got invited to those parties, how many times did people like ask you for drinks or hors d'oeuvres? Like, did they just think you're the curly haired guy who works there?
Well, I do always go to parties dressed in a
waiter outfit,
a bow tie and tuxedo. Yeah, cheap tuxedo. So that is kind of a hazard of just sort of my style of dress. And then I also have this red blazer that I like to wear all the time. And then people just keep giving me their keys. So after a few years out here, I changed my dress style and a lot of that went away.
Yeah, LA does that to people.
Yeah, you're from South Florida. Like originally from South Florida, correct?
Yeah, I grew up in Coconut Grove. To Coconut Grove Elementary School.
Ooh, bro, Miami Lakes Middle, bro. Miami Lakes Middle, right here.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Big.
Yeah, dude. Miami Lakes Elementary, Western High School, and Pace.
Bro,
that was our way.
Yep.
That's good.
South
Florida. That's real credibility.
Which is weird because how did you end up, were you from here originally or did you, from South, we're in Orlando now, but.
He's implying you're very not tan.
You're not Hispanic enough for me because I'm Hispanic and I'm from there. So I'm Lopez.
What were you doing there?
Yeah, seriously. Did you get lost?
I got lost. No, my father, who is like a WASP, married a Cuban refugee.
Oh, my last name Betancourt.
Wait. Do you speak Spanish?
I'm only mostly white.
Yeah, do you speak Spanish?
I speak decent Spanish. You know, I've lived in Los Angeles for a long time, where people are
Mexican.
It's insulting to speak Spanish to people.
Right.
people are not as welcoming of it as they are in Miami. And every time I'm home, I kind of pick it all back up again.
You but the thing is also, you know Cuban Spanish too. You know, oh, que volada, mi hermano, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different thing. And then you go to like central Mexico and yes. nobody can understand what you're saying.
I know.
Yeah, you know, it really bothers me because I live in Atlanta now. And anytime I tell somebody I'm Cuban, like Pitbull is like the ambassador for Cubans now. And I need to try to explain that we're not all that. Exactly. I need to explain that we don't all wear suits and sunglasses and have shaved heads and a gold tooth.
I was on 8th Street a little while ago and there was like a monument to Pitbull.
Really?
I was like, what happened to Miami? Like, I guess that's what it comes down to. That's like the new generation.
Dude, it's weird because I went back down to South Florida recently because we're in Orlando now. And every time I go down there, when I went down to Miami last time, I felt like, you know, when you go on a cruise ship to those, like those destinations in the Caribbean where there's a bunch of mopeds and stuff. That's what it felt like to me. It just looks like a cruise ship destination.
Like a port of call.
Yeah, a port of call. I'm like, people fighting to take you places. It's very creepy now, at least for me. But I lived there my whole
life. It's growing up, you know, in good ways and bad, but it's becoming, you know, more of a major city. All of those like rich South Americans that are like buying condos and buying luxury goods in the design district. And then Art Basel's changed the whole city and made it like kind of a real art destination, which is great. But it's, you know, it's having growing pains. We've got a couple of good sports teams, a couple of bad ones. I don't know. I love it there. I kind of miss it a little bit. I mean, yeah. I miss my family stuff, but I miss like how crazy it is there. Like I miss peacocks like walking across the street and like lizards and turtles everywhere and like evil parrots that dive bomb you out of nowhere. I like how wild it is.
The Dade County Youth Fair, man. You have to go to the Dade County Youth Fair.
You know, it's funny because I was going to ask you because. One of the guys who started Hippo Juice years ago, you know, Jason, he lives out in LA. He works for ESPN. So I've been out a couple. Yeah. And every time I've gone out there, like it just LA just looks like Hialeah with mountains in the background. Like
it's wonderful like, here, Ryan. Stop.
Like I had this idea of like, you know, Hollywood, and I went there and like I was like 24 at the time, the first time I went, and I'm like, just drop me off downtown. The man's Chinese theater, bro. I've never been there. Let me see it. After 8 minutes, I wanted to shoot myself out of boredom. Then I realized I could have walked 3 blocks and I would have got shot. So I didn't even do it myself.
Speaking of Chinese theater, I meant to ask, is there a big premiere for the Lego movie?
There is. We're going to do it in Westwood. Mm-hmm. In a couple of weeks. We have so many requests for tickets because everyone
haven't
got
my invite
kids.
Yet.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. It's in the mail. It's coming. It's but yeah, we had to rent two theaters, one across the street from the other just to accommodate everybody. Yeah. Cause
dude,
the Chinese theater was too small.
Do you guys,
what theaters are you guys using?
Yeah.
Which ones are you using in Westwood?
The Village and whatever's across the street. I think it's the Bruin. I can't remember.
The Village too.
No, it's the Bruin because it's right by UCLA. People.
Is the Lego movie having a London premiere?
There is a London premiere, which I have not been invited to. So
you're not that involved with the movie, so you know why should you get an invite?
Well, that's really actually good. We actually have a lot of listeners in England, so they can go and check that out.
Yeah, one of the shows on our station is actually based out of London, so he wanted to go. So he was going to hit us up for tickets.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I literally have no idea when it is or where.
Oh, yeah, Phil? Well,
I think, like, some of the cast are going. I think Liz Banks was going to be there. You know, like, other than you guys, nobody cares who directed the Lego movie.
Well,
most,
Phil,
most kids just assume that it's a documentary about real events that happened.
The real life telling of Legos.
Speaking of,
it's like so few people in the world sort of appreciate that a movie has a director, and that director is a memorable name or anything. They just nobody truly cares. They think the actors make it up.
Another thing that a lot of people probably don't understand is that, like, animation movies need a director. Like, they just assume that, oh, yeah, the animators make the movie. No, you need somebody who actually runs the shit. Because I actually thought that for a while until you, actually. But, yeah. I guess we're the only show that actually cares.
I'm more comfortable being anonymous. I was never a Lakers fan. I was a Clipper fan from the moment that I moved here. And I used to say it was because I couldn't relate to the Lakers.
Right.
Because they win all the time. But I totally relate to the Clippers.
now, Phil.
And they get no respect. That's like more in my speed.
Now, let me put something in perspective for you. I want to just put this in your mind, just so you know. You have directed Jonah Hill, who was also directed by Martin Scorsese. Just keep that in your mind, just so you know of what a nobody you are.
I know, but it's there's a flip side, which is that every time you're asking Jonah to do another take, in the back of your mind is like, oh,
what's Scorsese?
He just got off a movie with Marty Scorsese. There's no way I'm that good. I can never be that good. I must look like an idiot right now.
That's actually very funny. That's why I like you, Phil, because normally when we get other people on, they're like, no, they're very professional, but very guarded in terms of like, no, we have no feelings. I mean, we do everything perfect and everyone is great, you know? And it's like, yeah, it's nice to know that directors are always like, oh, Jesus, this guy was Scorsese was just talking to him. What am I going to do?
Dude, I was just thinking about that point that you brought up. I could imagine you asking him to redo a scene. And he's like, well, you know, Marty thought it was fine when I was working with Leo the first time. But no, I'll do the Green Lantern.
Exactly.
But I'll do the Green Lantern voice a little wackier.
Yeah. No,
I mean, if that's what you need.
Crazy. Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing happens all the time in your head. And Jonah's very gracious. But like, you know, we directed James Caan in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And he just kept saying stuff like, well, Francis used to do this. And he had all these like old buddies, you know, from like The Godfather.
Francis? Wow.
And you're just like,
basis.
Whoa, I'm small.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember. For me, it's important to remember that. Other people have different personalities. You know, I'm just not ever going to be the alpha male type director.
Whoa.
And Chris and I both kind of are like that. You know, we're really collaborative and we want our crew to be flat. We want it, you know, a good idea to be able to come from anywhere. We try not to, you know, we avoid the hierarchical thing as much as we can. Sometimes it's really important, you know, on set for there to be like, you know, a clear authority and we rise to that, but it's not our, it's not our DNA.
Well, I do hope you. I will say this because I do hope you at least get a cut of the Lego toys from the Lego movie because I'm holding one right now.
Good luck.
I have one right here in front of me. I have the character. Now, I haven't seen the movie yet, obviously, so because it's not out yet. But I have the main character who has the. I believe it's called the piece. The resistance. Am I correct by saying that?
Yeah, the piece of resistance.
Resistance
made it much dumber.
Yeah, made it dumber.
The piece of resistance.
Got it.
Yeah,
and he is apparently in some sort of trap. And there is a robot holding a laser at him. And also, Phil, I do hope that you keep the dolphin noises in all of your movies. I don't know if you are or not, but we do look forward to that as Clone High fans.
Yeah.
We found a dolphin noise and put it in. And we almost forgot to do it. I don't know if it was one of you guys, but somebody tweeted out, like, where's the dolphin noise going to be? And we're like, oh, no.
Yeah,
totally
I think it
and
was Marie.
Cut it in.
Those dolphin noises are there.
I'm going to be honest with you. Anytime we watch any of the movies that you guys direct, all we try and do is see what Clone High references are in it.
For example,
in 21 Jump Street, when they go to prom wearing white sneakers, like that's all we look for.
Or the fours everywhere.
I have to say that some of those are references, and some of that is we only have so many ideas and we sometimes repeat them.
Well, like you said, nobody saw Clone High, so besides us, who's going to know?
We'll just keep doing it. Yeah, there's a few Clone High jokes in 22, actually, that are basically just blatant ripoffs of things that we did.
That's
Dude,
awesome.
When are you going to be famous enough to where they'll let you bring that show back?
Well, you know, somebody has already spent like $5 million producing it, and who knows what else is attached to it. So we would have to get really, really rich. Or there would have to be so much demand for it that somebody was willing to pony up that money to kind of get it away from
Kickstarter,
from MTV, basically, where it's not, it's a kind of a non-starter over there. But I'm hoping, I always think that there's a chance that it would make a cool movie, even a cool cartoon. So maybe someday, maybe Paramount will want to make a movie out of it.
Well, Phil, I hope you give us a pass for not going to see your movie on February 7th, 2014, the Lego
movie.
What
do you got going on?
We're getting married the next day.
Yep.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Which two are getting married?
Royce, right here, and Marie.
And me.
No.
Royce and me.
Three-way marriage.
Yes, it is. We're Mormons, and we're proud.
We marry everyone all the time.
We all get married together.
We as a show are going to get married.
I like a Mormon family where like there's a lot of guys.
Yeah.
By the way,
one woman and like seven guys.
Story of my life.
Fantastic.
By the way, Phil, you and Chris, open invite if you guys want to go.
If you guys want to get married, too.
Thank you very much.
Also, open relationship.
Yeah, open relationship.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Open everything. Listen, open bar. You know,
Chris and I date other people as well.
I hope so.
Is in another marriage.
Really? Well, that's really nice of you guys to like let you guys do that.
I'm just gonna say what we're all thinking. Your movie comes out the day after their wedding. Dick move on you.
Yeah, kind of bad planning on your part there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, Phil,
Sorry, come on.
You kind of fucked it.
Dude, that could be the rehearsal. Yeah. Or something.
Yeah, I'm sure the family will appreciate it.
That's true. Afterwards, we'll just go to the premiere.
Marie, the movie was nice, but why are we watching the Lego movie before your wedding? Just shut up, Mom.
It's important. Listen for the dolphin noise.
You have to
listen. To get hard.
Yeah.
Now, real hard-hitting question. Why the hell are the Heat losing to the Wizards right now? That's what I want to know.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, they're losing by like 10, and they were losing by like 30. What's happening? Sorry.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
the Wizards
isn't it?
Might have a little bite in them, I think, this season.
Yeah.
John, the brick wall, man, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. There's something there. I mean, there has to be eventually.
Well, I mean, they have magic on
their
side.
Their uniforms are my favorite thing ever. They're like the Wizard logo is one of the great inventions of graphic design.
That mud brown.
And it's so great. And you can see that whoever did it did the best job they possibly could of making a wizard out of the W in Wizards. It's like an awesome, like something, like whoever it is like a fantastic designer. And even they couldn't make it not look totally queer.
It looks awful. It really looks like one of the characters from what's it called? Shit, Adventure Time. Yeah. Nobody watches that but me. Okay, great.
I love that show. No, I love that show. Actually, I changed my mind. The Wizards logo is wonderful. It's a delight.
All right. Well, we really do have to wrap up. We went late because we were enjoying talking with you much. It's all right. You're our best
pal.
Who's on next?
The director.
The Red Show.
Yeah.
we're leading into The Red Show, who's the next show on our station. So we really do have to wrap it up. But one more plug for the Lego movie. What should we look out for and when?
February 7th, the Lego movie all around the world, I believe.
Nice.
So maybe fly somewhere really distant and watch it there. Probably somewhere with like a favorable exchange rate.
Also, after that, 22 Jump Street comes out in March, correct? Or April? March?
22 Jump Street, June 13th.
June,
this summer.
Was completely off. Perfect.
Dude, you're getting middle summer releases
that
on
is,
your films.
That
you
is,
have made it, my friend.
That is, as the kids say, baller level status. I believe that's
what
they said.
We're in the NBA finals.
You are.
We actually have ads all over the finals. It'll be crazy.
That is, it's nuts. Every time it comes on, by the way, Phil, I'll have you know, every time it comes on, even when I'm with random strangers, I'm like, hey, you know the guy directing that movie? He's my friend.
best friends.
And check his wiki, bro.
Check his wiki.
All right, we do got to go because the red show.
We got to get out of here. We're butting into the red show time.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Phil, tell Chris to call in next time. I feel like he's snubbing us.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
No, no, no. Are you kidding? He's cutting 22 Jump Street right now.
Oh, you make him do the work. Got it.
Yeah, he's got to do the work. I just do the interviews.
All right, Phil.
The hard part.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
Love you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
All right, we got to do a quick wrap up. Phil Lord, everyone.
Hey, by the way, big thank you again to P-Rock and Fooder for letting us cut into their time.
Sorry, guys.
No, they're cool. I asked them off air. I appreciate it.
We're normally pretty good as far as getting off on time. Give us one time when we're talking to a good friend, Phil
Lord. Fuck Fooder and P-Rock.
Hey, look on the bright side. Well, unlike P-Rock, I didn't get hammered and have to have Hammy cut the feed, so... Bonus! I'm kidding, Peaches. I love you.
What a piece of shit.
Stay tuned to the Red Show coming up next. Like I said, you Lego movies, you plugged it in off, yada, yada, yada. All that stuff. Thank you for listening. No extra stuff tonight. Bye, guys. I used to